sneaking into orientation didn't work out too well. Two cheerleaders in purple and white uniforms were standing at the side entrance, waiting to ambush freshmen. "Hi!" they smiled, which I figured was the first and last time any cheerleaders would be that friendly to me. One was blonde, with icy blue eyes. The other was African-American, with dark curly hair, like Medusa's. And believe me, I know what I'm talking about. Both girls had their names stitched in cursive on their uniforms, but with my dyslexia, the words looked like meaningless spaghetti. "Welcome to good," the blonde girl said. "You are so going to love it." But as she looked me up and down, her expression said something more like, "Ew, who is this loser?" The other girl stepped uncomfortably close to me. I studied the stitching on her uniform and made out Kelly. She smelled like roses and something else I recognized from riding lessons at camp. The scent of freshly washed horses. It was a weird smell for a cheerleader. Maybe she owned a horse or something. Anyway, she stood so close, I got the feeling she was going to try to push me down the steps. "What's your name, Fish?"
"Fish?"
"Freshman."
"Percy."
The girls exchanged looks.
"Oh, Percy Jackson," the blonde one said. "We've been waiting for you."
That sent a major, chill down my back. They were blocking the entrance, smiling in a not very friendly way. My hand crept instinctively toward my pocket, where I kept my lethal ballpoint pen riptide. Then another voice came from inside the building.
"Percy?"
It was Paul Blofus, somewhere down the hallway. I'd never been so glad to hear his voice. The cheerleaders backed off. I was so anxious to get past them, I accidentally kneed Kelly in the thigh. Clang! Her leg made a hollow metallic sound like I just hit a flagpole.
"Ow!" she muttered. "Watch it, Fish!"
I glanced down, but her leg looked like a regular old leg. I was too freaked out to ask questions. I dashed into the hall, the cheerleaders laughing behind me.
"There you are," Paul told me. "Welcome to good."
"Hey, Paul. Mr. Blofus?" I glanced back, but the weird cheerleaders had disappeared.
"Percy, you look like you've seen a ghost."
"Yeah,
Paul clapped me on the back. "Listen, I know you're nervous, but don't worry. We get a lot of kids here with ADHD and dyslexia. The teachers know how to help."
I almost wanted to laugh. If only ADHD and dyslexia were my biggest worries. I mean, I knew Paul was trying to help, but if I told him the truth about me, he'd either think I was crazy or he'd run away screaming. Those cheerleaders, for instance. I had a bad feeling about them. Then I looked down the hall, and I remembered I had another problem. The red-headed girl I'd seen on the front steps was just coming in the main entrance. "Don't notice me," I prayed. She noticed me. Her eyes widened.
"Where's the orientation?" I asked Paul.
"The gym.
That way, but bye."
"Percy?"
he called, but I was already running.